Good morning, everyone. 2024. Much has been revealed over the years regarding the subject of God. And God is mentioned 1,893 times in the Bible. Now, there are a lot of people that say they do not believe in God, and they will tell you the reason they can't believe in God is because of a lot of things. One, that evil exists in the world, and that if God were God, he would command all evil to stop. But there are very strong evidences that God exists through looking at creation, seeing the grand design of the wonderful universe that we live in. God also has given us His Holy Spirit to reveal Himself to us through the face of Jesus Christ. And God revealed Himself to the people in the Old Testament. He said, I'm the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Matthew 22:32. Psalm 77:13, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Psalm 68, O God, 35, O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy place. Places the God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Psalm 42:2, My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalm 68:20, He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord being the issues from death. Psalm 68:8, The earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Times God is mentioned in His Word. Over 130 pages in the Bible are dealing with the subject of God and His nature. Deuteronomy 4:24, For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Isaiah 45:15, Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Psalm 59:17, Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Psalm 78:7, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Psalm 73:28, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I might declare all thy works. Revelation 21:3, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. God declares that he's only one, and there's none beside him. Psalm 57:2, I will cry unto God, most high unto God, that performeth all things for me. Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Psalm 68:28. By the way, the whole Psalm 68 is a phenomenal psalm. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Psalm 47:8. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Psalm 72:18. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Psalm 71:19, thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hath done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. Psalm 62:7, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Well, we could go through the whole Bible and read every one of these passages 1,893 times that talks about God and his power and his nature and his strength and his wisdom. We desire a better country, Hebrews 11:16, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Mark 10:27, and Jesus said unto them, upon them, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Well, when we get discouraged, we should go back to the Word of God, which reveals God to us. First 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Well, this is something that I think we can not spend too much time on in the contemplation of the mighty power and wisdom and redemption that is given to us in Christ our Lord. And those who would scoff at God one day will bow before him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And there's many, many passages that affirm the power, wisdom, might, and magnificent majesty of God. And I want to conclude this today with just reading the 68th Psalm. And I would encourage everyone that hears this message this morning to do the same. I think it will be a blessing to you. 68th Psalm. Is a magnificent proclamation of God. Psalm 68. To the chief musician, a psalm of song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. A smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melted before the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him, a father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows, his God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary and families, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation has dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver and with feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, as the high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai. In the holy place thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts of men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies and the hairy scalp of such a one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before the players on instruments, followed after among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There's little Benjamin with their rulers, the prince of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commended thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy place. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.